الشيطان الرحيم. Study this chapter where we are commanded to command the right over the evil. And in the absence of that, if we don't do that duty, what the consequences are, we read in the hadith yesterday that even if they are righteous and pious people, but the evil overcomes all the good, that even at that time Allah's Azab will come. And according to other narrations, it will overtake everyone, even the pious people. Then they will be separated on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore it is a very serious matter that we see that we command the good and forbid the evil. To must check the evil environment that is there. With regard to that, the commentary on this hadith, this hadith teaches us that a Muslim should reject and disapprove of sin, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered the words when he entered in the house of Hazrat Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he said, La ilaha illallah. So those words which are uttered when a person is in any condition, in any amazement, happy, sad, anything, and in the Muslim's life, at all times, at such times, La ilaha illallah should come on the tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered the words, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. To express his surprise and to indicate the magnitude of the event he was about to refer to. That is, that he was surprised that this has happened, and that should be the habit of every Muslim, that whatever, anything happens to us, any condition, and we should try and get into the habit of saying, La ilaha illallah. MashaAllah, there are people that on any and everything, you just find all the time, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That should be the way of a Muslim, that La ilaha illallah should be there all the time. It doesn't have to be loudly, but even just softly. But all the time, La ilaha illallah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed those words to express his surprise and also to indicate the magnitude of the event that he was about to speak about. That is, the Ya'juj, Ma'juj, who are now in the wall in a certain place. But already in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there came a hole in there, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam indicated towards that hole by his thumb and index finger, the small finger, putting the two together makes a circle. So that size of the hole was made already in the wall where the Ya'juj Ma'juj are. The word wail, translated here as destruction, that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is wail for the Arabs, that is destruction for the Arabs. So that is how what it was translated as. However, in the Kitab Tuhfatul Qari, it is used to show grief, that sadness and sorrow, that what is going to happen to the Arabs, that they are the first recipients of the deen, of the Quran and Hadith. And if this is their condition, what will be the condition of the rest of the Muslims then? They are the leaders of the Muslims. Allah has made them in that leadership position. And if they destruction has come to them, then what will happen to the rest? The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a circle by placing his index finger at the base of his thumb in order to explain and display the small amount. At that time it was only a small amount, but clearly it is increasing all the time. And may Allah save us, when the time comes when Ya'juj, Ma'juj, which will be after the appearance of Dajjal, Dajjal's coming, it will be a great fitna, a great test in itself. And in fact, already the fitna of Dajjal, of which he's a god of materialism, that the people just want materialistic things. Today, as you forget the non-Muslims, we as Muslims, how much aren't we just after materialism? things of this dunya all the time, whether it is our cars we want, whether it's our lifestyle, our homes, whatever it can be, we are more concerned of the dunya thing than of deen. So it is a very, very dangerous situation. And after the jahl will have come, then will be the other power of the God of power, Ya'juj, Ma'juj. Allah will give them such power that nobody will be able to stand up to fight them. So that will be also a dangerous situation. So we should be very concerned of it. Most of the ulama, including Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, have interpreted the word wickedness as sin in general. That is, that sin will become widespread. So Imam Nawawi and most of the ulama of the opinion, generally all types of sin, which we are witnessing today, that all types of sin is so common, whether it is on the phone, whether it's the TV, whether it's our lifestyle, whether whatever it can be, the sins have become very, very common. Other ulama have suggested that it refers specifically to adultery. And today, unfortunately, adultery also has become very common, whether it is unmarried people or married people. But adultery also has become very common. And yet other ulama, a third opinion is that it refers to those born from adulterous relationships. That is, the illegitimate children that are born. And that also has become common. That a lot of illegitimate, because of illicit love affairs and illicit relationships, so naturally illegitimate children will also be born. So it refers to all that. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us tawfiq that we stand up Allah will change the condition. So Allah give us tawfiq that we stand up and we proceed to stop the wrong. That is our effort it should be, either by force or by tongue or by at least our heart we should dislike it and we should stop it by making du'as, etc. Also at the same time, we all must be knowing that the floods which are taking place in Gaza and the poor Arabs people of Gaza who are mostly living in tents, and those tents are also destroyed. And there are heavy floods there. So we should make a lot of dua, and whoever can help financially and have got resources by which the money can reach them should by all means try and take part and send money there. Whoever has some connection, which is a reliable connection, for the money to get there. And the least we can do is to make dua for them. The difficulties they are going through, and for the Muslims of Sudan as well. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.